Well, as your sheriff, I guess one of my biggest things, again, would be the community side of things. I like to think that I am talking to people as real people. I'm not trying to be a politician. I'm not going to promise you things that I can't deliver. And you know, part of my campaign, again, being out of the office and being with the people is very important to me. I'm very passionate about it. I believe I bring a wealth of experience, sheriffing, if that's the word that you want to use, back to 1991. And I've done a lot of things in the sheriff's office that makes me a well-rounded candidate, from the SWAT team, having tactics and the tactical side of things and knowing when to go into a house and when not to, from the labor management side of things with the patrol union, the investigative experience, the deputy medical examiner experience, just the patrol experience. So I think I've done a lot of things in the sheriff's office that makes me a well-rounded candidate and brings a wealth of experience to the table. And again, as an internal candidate, I can take off running on day two. I need day one to just take a breather probably, but day two, and start tackling the problems that are in the sheriff's office and even the problems that aren't. I have several ideas, as I'd mentioned at one of the other forums, up to 14 things that I'd like to implement in the patrol division, 13 things with the community, 3 things in the patrol division, a couple things in the jail. Those are all things, and obviously they can't all happen on day one. They're going to take some time. But I have a lot of ideas and things that are a benefit to the sheriff's office and will be a benefit to the community.
Thank you, Mr. Soika. Mr. Bentrude.
Why me?
Well, again, I want to thank those that came, those that are listening, and for Chasm for hosting this event. I have to say, I don't think I ever envisioned myself running for an office like this. I'm doing this because I have a passion for public safety. I have a heart for serving people. I believe in my 26 years that I have the resume. I have the experience as a department head, having set budgets, having hired and time or two having to fire staff. That has prepared me well. I also think that I bring a different perspective. And I think in the life of any organization, there comes a time when a different set of eyes, a different perspective is needed. And I believe that is that time for the sheriff's office is now. There are a lot of great people that work for Stearns County Sheriff's Office. Many of them are my friends. But I have seen in my 26 years as an outsider a more internal perspective in their administrative philosophy. And I want to change that. I want to be more collaborative. I want to work with the local police agencies. Maybe I'm running a little bit out of frustration in that there are some feature functions of technology that would allow my agency, Wade Park, to move forward that I can't get right now because of the way things are configured. We need to change that. Everybody kind of has baseball, but you know, some of us could use more premium channels, if you understand, if I can use that kind of an analogy. If I'm willing to pay for those features and functions, I should be able to get it. So again, it's a matter of having an eye for our law enforcement partners. It's also about collaborating and thinking outside the box. It can't be law enforcement. And I bring a problem-solving perspective to this job. Being on the board for the Central Minnesota Mental Health Center, I see all kinds of opportunities to be able to affect crime from a different perspective other than just law enforcement. I want to bring that to bear as well. There's going to be some projects coming up. We do need a new records management system to be a part of solving that problem. We're going to need to do something about the jail and the lack of space. I would love to be a part of solving that problem, and that would include input from all of you. So I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm doing this not because my ego that I need to be sheriff. I could retire not be, but I'm doing this because I love what I do. And I have a lot of ideas that I think will help Stearns County move forward in the years to come.
Thank you, Mr. Bentrude. Steve Soika, Dave Bentrud, Bob Dickhouse, thank you again for your participation tonight in our sheriff's candidate forum. And a reminder again, the primary election, August the 14th. Those of you who have been mailed ballots through townships or cities, please do mail them in. Absentee ballots, those who have been sent those, please do fill them out. August 14th is the primary for our sheriff's candidates. Thank you to Brad Melke, Travis Rahmacher, Scott Stevens back at our studios in Albany. That concludes our 2018 Stearns County Sheriff's Forum. Thank you for attending. Have a good night.